There was a study that came out last year that suggested that Canadians eat more salt than just about anyone else in the world. Specifically, that prepackaged food for sale in Canada is higher in sodium than anywhere with our global neighbors. And we've likely heard that doctors warn against diets that are too high in salt because of health problems associated with that. But at the same time, another study that came out a few years ago suggested that a low sodium diet, or a diet that was really low in salt, could actually be harmful for your health. So what are we to make of that? I don't think that Jesus in today's readings from the Gospel of Matthew was giving us diet advice, and that certainly isn't where we should take his teachings. But there's something for us to ponder there about the usefulness of salt and light and how we take up space in the world around us. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid, and no one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. 2 weeks ago, we read the story of the calling of the first disciples, and we heard how Jesus traveled through the whole region of Galilee, teaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing diseases and sickness in those that he encountered. And his fame spread throughout the entire region and even into Syria, and people flocked to him. Most of these folks in the crowd were just like Jesus' fisher friends, poor, marginalized, lower social classes, working class folks, not the rich and not the rulers. They're following Jesus because he's offered them a better way. He's offered them a chance out of the box that society has stamped them into and reminded them that God has called them out of oppression into a life where they become liberated to become the amazing person that God has actually created them to be. So the crowds flock to him, which is a challenge if you're trying to get some teachings across to thousands of people in a world without microphones and loudspeakers. So Jesus climbs a mountain to begin to teach. Now, I've always pictured it to be a mighty, majestic mountain like the Rockies, but it's probably something a little bit more like Mount Molson. So here, Jesus is climbing partway up Mount Molson, and he delivers what we call the Sermon on the Mount, a collection of teachings that includes this part that we read today. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not become like salt or become a light. You are the salt. You are the light. This is your identity in Christ. This isn't something that you need to aspire to or work towards. It is how God has already made you. It's part of your identity, your DNA. But Jesus doesn't stop there. This is who you are. Now go and live into it. Understand the difference that your identity as salt and as light can make in this world. And if you aren't sure that you can make a difference because you're too old or you're too young, you're only one person, or we're just a small church, consider salt. Sure, too little salt or salt that's lost its flavor does no good. But you also don't need a mountain of salt to flavor a meal. In fact, Health Canada cautions against too much. You just need a pinch, a few grains. And grains of salt are tiny. What about light? We're not talking about a bonfire. We're talking about a lamp, a candle. And on a clear night, you can see the light of one candle for 2 kilometers. God has made you perfectly. Made us a small thing that can make such a big difference in our wider world. God made you to spice things up, not to overpower the dish, but to enhance it. And God made you to shine as only you can. A flame that can light up a room or guide the lost home. Jesus isn't giving us a new role to play here. No, he's naming who we already are. We don't work to become salt and light. God has already made us this way, blessing us with gifts that can bless the world. But it isn't do this in order to be blessed. No, it's you are blessed and made to be a blessing. So go and live out your destiny. All we're called to do is believe who God says that we are and then live into it. Blessing the world with God's joy and God's love. God's gift to the world, seasoned and lit up in and through us. Amen.